This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillahi wahda, wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Inna allaha la yudhi'u ajra al-muhsinin. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الإيمان بين الخوف والرجاء أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, we have come to the last Friday of this Ramadan, and there is a general consensus that alhamdulillah this Ramadan has been a most wonderful Ramadan, a one in which people turn towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the efforts and the struggle and the ibadat of the ummah insha'Allah. One or two small pertinent points for the end of Ramadan. One is just a reminder with regard to the importance of Sadaqatul Fitr. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has greatly emphasized the giving of Zakatul Fitr or Sadaqatul Fitr. And in a hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that Sadaqatul Fitr tuhrul lissiyam min al-laghwi wal-rafath wa tu'matul lil-masakin. That Sadaqatul Fitr is a means of eradicating the fast from all types of inappropriate statements or actions that were done during the fast. So Sadaqatul Fitr has a twofold objective. One is that it purifies your fast from all types of inappropriate talks and actions that you had done during the fasting. And the second objective is وَتُعْمَةٌ لِلْمَسَاكِينَ, that for the poor people, you give them something that will be a means of happiness for them on the day of Eid. So here it's very important that we keep in mind these aspects. Ek cheez jo hamare upar zimmedari hai, wo sadaqatul fitr ki adaigi hai. حدیث پاک میں ہے کہ صدقت الفطر تم پر فرض کیا گیا ہے تاکہ اس سے تمہارے روزوں کو ان لغو باتوں اور گناہوں سے پاک کیا جائے اور جو تم سے روزے کے دوران سرزد ہوئی ہو, اور یہ غریبوں کے لیے عید کے دن خوراک کا سامان ہے. سو دس از اے ویری امپورٹنٹ پوائنٹ دیٹ وی ہیو ٹو کیپ ان مائنڈ. اینڈ ون سم علماء ہیو آلسو میڈ مینشن دیٹ دی فاسٹ ریمینز سسپینڈڈ between the heavens and earth until Sadaqatul Fitr is given. So this is one important aspect that we have to complete. The other thing is that towards the end of anything, when we come towards the end of any point, you know, there is a natural, you know, a certain degree of complacency that comes in. Now we see, you know, previously we used to make the khatam on the 27th night. So on the 27th night, when you made the khatam, the last two nice people used to be so complacent that they used to have, you know, big parties, etc. So there's a tendency that when we come towards the end of something, sometimes there could be a situation of complacency. This is not the time for complacency. These last one or two days, you know, or two or three days, whatever days there is, according to the moon, we'll see the moon whenever it is supposed to be seen, you know. And we normally tell the people, follow the ulama and follow the authorities who have for 30 years have been giving you stability in your Eid and your Ramadan. For 30 years, we never had any controversy in South Africa about the moon. Huh? All of a sudden, there is controversy because of the new organizations that have come up. So why don't you stick to the tried and trusted ulama who for 30 years that there have been no controversy? So keep in mind, there is a certain time that you follow authority. أَتِيُوا اللَّهَ وَأَتِيُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. Follow Allah and the Rasul and the people who are in authority with regard to a matter. So that is whenever it comes. But the last two, 3 days, don't become complacent. You will find in a race, right? Maybe not good to compare people to the animals, but you see in a horse, in a race, you will find that towards the end of the race, you know, the horse will run more faster. So it will gallop at a particular pace throughout the race. And as it coming towards the finishing line, it will start racing even further so that it finishes strongly. Hame bhi yehi karna chahiye. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi said, do not be less intelligent than a horse. The horse runs faster towards the end of the race. You also do the same thing. You also see that you don't slack down. Now is the time for you to exert more effort. Because we know the hadith of our beloved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّمَا الْعِبْرَةُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, actions are judged by the end. It should not be that in the beginning we were making ibadat, we were careful, we were cautious, and now we come to the end, we become complacent. إِنَّمَا الْعِبْرَةُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judge actions by the end results. But how you end something, that is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge our actions. Then the third thing which I would like to, you know, emphasize upon this, it comes from the hadith of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aur jo hai na ye aakhiri jo chand dino mein hame susti aur kahili se bachna chahiye. Ibn Jawzi farmate hai ki jab muqabla mein daurne wala gora nishane manzil ke kareeb pahunchta hai to apni koshishon ko mazid barha deta hai. Hame bhi aisa hi karna chahiye. Then an important point is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, al-imanu bayna al-khawfi wal-raja. Iman is suspended and is between fear and hope. Our whole life is supposed to be between fear of Allah Ta'ala and hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should never be in any way become so fearful of Allah that we forget the mercy of Almighty Allah. And neither should we so complacent and so that Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim that we forget that Allah Ta'ala can extract retribution and Allah Ta'ala can give azab. Inna azaba rabbihim ghayru ma'moon. The believer never ever feels himself safe from the azab of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a hadith, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, Sahih Muslim, if a believer knows the severity of Allah's punishment, agar logon ko pata chale Allah Ta'ala ke azab ke bare mein to koi jannat ki tamanna na kare. If people know the azab of Almighty Allah, no one will wish for jannat. And if people know the mercy of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one will lose hope of attaining jannah. If people know the azab, no one will wish and no one will have hope in attaining jannah. But if people know the mercy of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one will lose hope in attaining the mercy of Almighty Allah in Jannat. He will feel Jannat is necessary. Allah will give me Jannat. So now the thing is, how do we have the equal measure of fear and hope? That is the challenge. Ulama have written, when you are healthy and when you are young, you are supposed to have more fear of Almighty Allah. And when you are now becoming old, and you are now coming towards the end of your life, especially towards the last moments of your life, then you must have more hope in Allah's mercy. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam met a Sahabi once. He was on his last moments of his life. How do you find yourself? How do you find yourself at this time? You are about to leave this world. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, I am afraid of my guna and my sins, but I wish for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. I have hope in Allah's mercy. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah will protect you from your fear and Allah will give you what you hope. So this is how we are supposed. And why do we fear? Sometimes you say, why do we fear? In Ramadan we kept roza, there was a certain degree of effort that is made. So why do we fear? The thing is, there is no guarantee with regard to acceptance of deeds. Sometimes you do a deed, but there is no acceptance. Ulama have written, for the acceptance of deed, there are two things required: qabiliyat and qubuliyat. Qabiliyat means you have to do your deeds in the most excellent manner. And qubuliyat means that you have to, Allah must accept. Qabiliyat is in our hands. Qubuliyat is not in our hands. To do the deeds in the proper way is our responsibility. Keep the fast properly. Read your salat properly. Concentrate in salat. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Successful are the believers who concentrate in namaz. That is qabiliyat. That you are doing your deed in a proper manner. Qubuliyat is not in our hands. Qubuliyat is in the prerogative of Allah. Allah, if He accepts, He accepts. If He doesn't accept, He rejects. We don't know. Because sometimes a person can do good deeds And Allah Ta'ala can accept, and sometimes He can do good deeds and Allah Ta'ala can reject. Allah has His own criteria. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said in a hadith, sometimes a person does so much good deeds, there's one span between him and Jannah. Allah Ta'ala withdraws tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala withdraws hidayat. And he does the deeds of the people of Jahannam. And Allah Ta'ala take him away. Hame chahiye ki akhir mein khauf aur raja. Allah Ta'ala ke khauf se. Ke pata nahi Allah Ta'ala kabul kare ya na kare. Lekin Allah Ta'ala ke se umeed bhi ho. Dono ke darmiyan hamare. Ye hona chahiye. Iman, khauf aur raja aur umeed ke darmiyan hai. Sometimes there is the situation. Abdullah ibn Masud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Under the ayat in tahmiluhu kamathali al-kalb, in the ninth supara of the Holy Quran, Allah Ta'ala has made mention of the incident of Bal'am bin Ba'ura. Bani Israel, a nek admi tha. 300 saal tak unhone ibadat ki. For 300 years he made ibadat. He never left his musalla for 300 years. Allah Ta'ala made the arrangement for his food and his drinks and for his water. And then he got involved in a fitna. He got involved in a guna and sin. And Allah Ta'ala took away all his ibadat. And Allah Ta'ala called him a dog. Something that is equivalent to a dog. And he died on kufr. After 300 years of ibadat. Iblis made so much ibadat. They said that the entire earth, there is no place on this earth that shaitan didn't make ibadat. Lekin today he is accursed. We don't know. Sometimes it can happen like this. Kizman ke baare mein. Sometimes the deed seems good from the outside. But there is no acceptance. You know, in one of the battles, in the time of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there was a person by the name of Kizman. So Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi has written in his Bukhari, and he has entitled the chapter, Bab La Yuqal Fulan Shaheed. Don't call someone a shaheed 100% until you know his intention. So in there he's got the incident of Kizman. Kizman was very brave in one of the battles. So someone came to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, today no one was more braver than Kizman in the battle. Kizman ne bahaduri dikhai jihad ke mauke par. To uski Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke paas aaye ke Kizman ne aaj bahaduri dikhai. To Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Kizman to jahannam mein hai. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Kizman is in jahannam. So the person was shocked. So he went looking for Kizman. So he found Kizman on the last stages of his life. He couldn't bear, you know. So he had become wounded and he couldn't bear it. And he tried to tell him that, you know, you were so brave for the sake of Almighty Allah. He said, since when did I fight for Allah? I fought to show how brave my tribe was. I fought to show how brave my tribe was. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of that, rejected his deeds. And he became amongst the inmates of the fire of Jahannam. So we don't know by, you know, is, you know, hamare tawakkuat, umeed aur khauf ki darmiyan honi chahiye. So on one hand, we have the situation that sometimes we can have all of that, but we don't know whether we will be accepted or not. The example of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is very amazing. Kabhi main sochta hoon, I sometimes think, if anyone, you know, together with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, who could have ever told Allah, who could have demanded from Almighty Allah, unko jo hai na wo mutalba karne ka agar koi kisi ke paas haq hota to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam ke paas hota, that ya Allah, you have to accept my deeds. You told me to leave my homeland, I did so. You told me to leave my wife and children in the desert, I did so. You told me to slaughter my one son, I did so. Ya Allah, surely you must accept. But even Ibrahim alayhi salam, after all of those efforts, he's pleading, Rabbana taqabbal minna. Oh Allah, I plead with you to accept from me. Innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna, and forgive my shortcomings. If anyone could have said, Ya Allah, you know, in the ayat in the Holy Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّ أَسْلِمْ. Oh Ibrahim, submit. Oh Ibrahim, submit. So sometimes you think Ibrahim alayhi salam could have answered and said, Ya Allah, what submission you asking from me? You told me to leave my homeland, I did so. You told me to leave my wife and children in the desert, I did so. And you told me that I must slaughter my one and only son, I did so. Ya Allah, what submission are you asking from me? But what did Ibrahim alayhi salam say when Allah Ta'ala told him, submit? He said, Aslamtu li Rabbil Alameen. I submit to the Lord of the world. I submit. That is our situation. We submit. We don't have any guarantee, but we submit. But hamein umeed bhi to hai. We also got umeed. We also got, we have the right to be, you know, having some form of hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept. Why won't Allah ta'ala accept? We hope Allah will accept. There's no guarantee. Under the ayat, Inna Allah la yudhiwa ajra al-muhsinin, which I read, Allah ta'ala will never allow anyone's effort to go to waste. Allah ta'ala kisi ki mehnat ko zaya nahi karega. Sahih Muslim ki riwayat hai. Sahih Muslim ki riwayat hai. That we all know Abu Lahab is Jahannami. Tabbat yada Abi Lahabi wa tab ma aghna anhu maluhu wa ma kasab. Allah ta'ala says he's going to Jahannam. But in Sahih Muslim there is a riwayat that on the time of the occasion of the birth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Lahab freed the slave woman who came to give him the news of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's birth. So on that happiness, it is said that every week in Jahannam, Abu Lahab will be given little bit milk to drink. Abu Lahab will be given milk to drink, the one who is in Jahannam, because he showed happiness on the occasion of the birth of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have umeed, we have hope that, Ya Allah, if you could give this to Abu Lahab, we have tried and we have striven in the time of Ramadan. Our children, upon whom fasting was not compulsory, they kept fast. Elderly people, doctors told them, we don't have to fast. They said, we have been fasting for so many years, we'll continue fasting. So we have hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept, and Allah ta'ala will make it the means of our forgiveness. Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullah Ali is very interesting. And a very, very, sometimes I think, Ya Allah, you know, did you ever see anywhere in the world someone will stand for hours and listening to something he doesn't understand? Huh? Have you ever seen someone standing for 20 rakats? Most of us don't understand the Quran. Hame nahi pata kya par raha hai hafiz, lekin hum kare Allah Taala ke samne. You think Allah won't take this into account? The people are standing. They don't know what they're listening to. They don't understand. But they stand out of the fear of Almighty Allah, out of the love of Almighty Allah. Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullah Ali ka ek ajeeb waqia maine bahut se martaba sunaya aur har saal main sunata hu ki jinne Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullah Ali made mention of a very pious person. And this pious person used to make tahajjud namaz. 30 saal se wo tahajjud padte rahe. Aur aakhir mein jo hai wo 30 saal ke baad, just when he was making wuzu for his tahajjud, you know, awaz ghaib se awaz aayi ki aapke tahajjud qabool nahi. You know, for 30 years Allah didn't accept your tahajjud because you didn't have the proper sincerity, you didn't have the proper method, and Allah Ta'ala didn't accept your tahajjud. So he continued making wuzu and he continued reading tahajjud. The next day while making tahajjud, he heard the same voice, Ya Allah, and he continued. He didn't listen to the voice. He made wuzu and he made tahajjud. The third day he heard the same voice, ghaib se awaz, ki aapki tahajjud qabool nahi. To khadim ne kaha, Hazrat ji, if for 30 years Allah Ta'ala didn't accept your good deeds, then why are you wasting your time? Go and sleep. Go and sleep. Allah didn't accept. Ab kyun khamakha takleef uta rahe ho? To he said an amazing thing. He said, show me another door to go to other than the door of Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala ki darwaze ke ilawa aur koi darwaze mujhe batao ki main wahan chale jao. Jab nahi, to I'm going to continue until one day Allah Ta'ala accepts. And ulama say, continue knocking on the door of Almighty Allah. Inshallah, one day Allah will open up. So we continue doing good deeds. So then Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullah Ali in Persian said, Kabulas agarche hunar nestad ke juzma pana digar nestad. Allah Ta'ala, then the voice came and said, your ibadat was not correct. But today, this statement of yours, that there is no other door for us to turn to other than the door of Almighty Allah. And we will continue making ibadat no matter which way our ibadat is. Because of the statement, Allah Ta'ala accepted your 30 years of ibadat. Imam Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, ke saath main khatam karta hu. Imam Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali ke bahut ajeeb ashar hai. In Persian. And Allah Ta'ala has given me the opportunity to go to his maqam in Konya in Turkey. And on the door of his maqam, on the door of the maqam of Imam Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali are these poems, Baza Baza Haracha Sti Baza. Tar kafiro, kabaro but parasti baza. E dargaye ma, dargaye na umidinas. Sadbar agar toba shakisti baza. Turn towards Almighty Allah. Turn towards Almighty Allah. Come to the door of Almighty Allah. If you have committed kufr, you have committed shirk, you have committed guna, still come to the door of Almighty Allah. This is a door which is very vast. It accommodates everyone. It does not accommodate despondency. Either gaya ma dargaya na umidinas. Sadbar agar toba shakisti. You broke your toba 100 times. Come again to this door. This door is still open. This door is open even after breaking your toba 100 times. Doesn't mean you must break it. But if perchance you break it, you still come. So on this particular note, we try to end with a positive message. That inshallah, Allah, we don't have guarantee, but we say, inshallah, ya Allah, you accept. Make this the means of our reformation. Make this the means of our forgiveness. Make this the means of the changing of our life. Make this the means of the goodness for our community in this country and everywhere else. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.